Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, November 14th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Pickle Day. This celebration recognizes the rich history of pickling, which has existed for thousands of years, providing vital preservation methods. The cucumber, most commonly associated with the term pickle, was introduced to North America by Christopher Columbus in 1492. Immigrants later popularized kosher dill pickles, shaping America's culinary landscape. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee-high wind swell with occasional thigh-high sets on Thursday, featuring glassy morning conditions and light offshore winds, becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon. On Friday, expect stomach-to-shoulder high wind swell with choppy conditions and onshore winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. On Saturday, anticipate stomach-to-shoulder high swell in the morning, dropping to waist-to-stomach in the afternoon, with semi-glassy conditions and onshore winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Thursday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean at 2 feet until 10, then fair until 1. After that, it's big and choppy until sunset. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 5.5-foot incoming high tide when the east-southeast swell is 1.5 feet at 14 seconds, and the offshore wind is 3 miles per hour. The first high tide Thursday will be 6.5 foot just before 7 a.m., with a -1-foot low tide at 2. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. This morning it's sunny and feels like 53 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:47, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:19. It looks like we're in for a sunny Thursday with a high around 62 and a light north wind. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies and likely rain showers after 10 p.m. with a low of 55 and a gentle west wind. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a cloudy Friday with rain showers likely and a high near 58. Saturday starts off with a chance of rain, then turns mostly sunny with a high near 57. Sunday and Monday will be sunny and warm, with highs near 59 and 60, respectively. Nights will be mostly clear, with lows around 50. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, this weekend, San Diego beaches will experience king tides, which are some of the highest tides of the year, occurring from Friday to Sunday. These unusually high tides result from a stronger than normal gravitational pull from the moon and sun, coinciding with a supermoon known as the Beaver Moon. Meteorologist Greg Bledsoe notes that high tides will exceed 7 feet on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday mornings, with a peak occurring on Friday and Saturday. While some coastal flooding may occur, it is not expected to be severe. This weekend also offers a chance to explore tide pools, revealing sea life that usually remains hidden beneath the waves. Now on to sports. The Philadelphia Eagles, with a record of 7-2, are set to host the Washington Commanders, who stand at 7-3, on Thursday Night Football. In their upcoming matchup, Jalen Hurts, boasting 22 total touchdowns, aims to capitalize on Washington's struggling run defense, ranked 28th. Keep an eye on Zach Ertz as a crucial target for rookie Jaden Daniels. The Eagles are favored by 3.5, with the over-under set at 49.5. In local sports, last night, the Lakers claimed a thrilling victory over the Grizzlies, 128-123, at Crypto.com Arena. LeBron James was spectacular, scoring 34 points with 5 assists. Anthony Davis added 23 points and 7 rebounds. The Lakers improved to 7-4, while Memphis fell to 7-5. It was a nail-biter until the final buzzer, with a crowd on their feet. Tomorrow night, the Lakers visit the San Antonio Spurs at Frost Bank Center. Last night, the Kings fell to the Avalanche 4-2 in Denver. Adrian Kempe scored twice, showcasing impressive skill. Nico Rantanen led Colorado with a hat trick, sealing the game. Despite strong efforts, LA couldn't overcome the Avalanche's dominant third period. The Kings are now 9-6-3 this season. Saturday night, the Kings host the Red Wings in the City of Angels. In top news, intermittent fasting may help with weight loss, but recent research indicates it is not the miracle health solution many hoped for. While studies show time-restricted eating can reduce daily caloric intake, leading to weight loss of up to 8%, it does not significantly improve health markers like inflammation or longevity. Some experts express concerns that fasting can hinder muscle retention. Prominent health figures have even abandoned fasting regimens due to muscle loss. Ongoing research suggests that maintaining an earlier eating window may yield better health benefits than fasting alone, emphasizing the importance of overall diet quality. In business news, Blue Sky has gained over 1.2 million new users in just 1 week, reflecting a shift in social media habits following the United States presidential election. The startup positions itself as a viable alternative to Rivals X, owned by Elon Musk, and Meta's Threads. With over 15 million users, Blue Sky remains significantly smaller than its competitors. Recently, users have expressed concerns about X content, with one stating that it has become a Trump propaganda machine. This surge follows another increase of 2 million users in September, after X faced suspension in Brazil. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $90,000. Ethereum is just over $3,200. And Goetze's Maximus is about 93 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. In an exciting breakthrough for conservationists, a cloned black-footed ferret named Antonia has successfully given birth to 2 healthy kits. This marks the first instance of a clone reproducing in this endangered species, which currently has only about 370 individuals remaining in the wild. Antonia was cloned from the DNA of a ferret that died in 1988. Despite one kit's unfortunate passing, the surviving male and female are thriving under expert care. Paul Marinari, senior curator at the Smithsonian National Zoo and Conservation Biology Institute, hailed this event as a significant milestone in endangered species conservation efforts. entertainment news. Before diving into season two of The Diplomat, remember the intense cliffhanger from season one. The series follows diplomat Kate Wyler, played by Carrie Russell, who is navigating her new role as the U.S. ambassador to Great Britain. After a bombing leaves several characters in peril, Kate uncovers that Prime Minister Nicole Trowbridge, portrayed by Rory Kinnear, may be involved. As political tensions rise, Kate's husband, Hal Wyler, complicates matters with his unpredictable behavior. All six episodes of The Diplomat, Season 2, are available now on Netflix. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the motivational speaker and author, Zig Ziglar. And he said, "What you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goals." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.